When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Back again with the WIP afternoon show on a Thursday with Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. It's Thursday, which is the official week of, what are we in, week 15? Week
16. 15. 16.
16. My goodness, week 16 of the NFL season. And that other voice you heard is the youngest of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Jackie Baseball over there. Holla at your boy.
You know what? I almost feel free today. Why's
wow.
that? I feel
Why
free.
That?
Why's that?
Because last night, I let it out. I let my heart open. And I said, you know what? Nick Sirianni's won me over.
There you
and
go.
And it's almost like a new lease on life.
Well, yeah. You see?
I feel warm.
You don't have to fight it anymore.
I feel warm.
Isn't it nice to just break and just say, you know what?
You feel warm. You got a flannel on again today. Yeah,
well,
that's
maybe
why
that's
you feel
it.
Warm.
And you know what happens in that producer booth when the doors
exactly.
close? Yeah, a little bit of heat in there.
Did I have Brussels for dinner last night?
Do not visit Jack today.
It was good to hear last night, though, how much you're on board.
Yes.
With Coach Sirianni.
Did it make you feel warm?
It did not make me feel warm. I didn't get a John Ritchie feeling or any of that stuff.
Well, his was anger related.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Getting excited. I didn't. But it was good to hear you.
Good.
You and Buzz, even though Buzz reluctantly was on board with you.
Have you noticed with Buzz, by the way?
What?
Struggles to get out.
Have I noticed?
Yeah.
It was literally the first thing I ever noticed about him. I was like, he never wraps it up. He just keeps going and going and going.
He can't land the plane.
He cannot land the
He's
plane.
He's got diarrhea of the mouth.
I've told him. When you go into one of those things, you got to know where you're ending, not where you're starting. Before you start talking, you got to know how you're ending it. And I'll just be clear with you guys. I have a little bit of senioritis going on right now. Knowing that we have some time off at the end of the year, which I've never had since I've worked in radio,
looking
having that time
to
off.
It. Looking
oh,
to
yeah.
It.
Oh, come on.
I
just want to screw around for 4 hours. Then.
Imagine if program director Spike listened to radio host Spike.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a totally different guy. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Complaining about being tired.
Yeah.
I mean, that was never allowed.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to kind of joke around today. Never allowed.
Yeah, well, look.
Smiling, also not allowed.
See, I told you, you guys were worried about what version of me that you're getting. You got a better version of me. It's a different version.
Well, I like to think we rubbed off on you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So we have
a
big
pause.
Yeah, easy in there.
I mean,
yeah.
man,
well, you're
he,
pretty
he
close.
Went first, man.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
The big shows we always have on Thursdays.
Yes.
Sheil Kapadia will join us at 3. Mike Mayock again at 4 o'clock.
Take that, Lombardi.
Yeah. So easy to replace. Took us almost no time. We'll remember Miracle in the Meadowlands number 2.
Two.
Later on.
Mike Quick.
Yeah. So here's where I'm starting. I'm you know, you guys meeting
well,
your
that would be number 3. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. I was waiting for you to correct me.
I just thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's
three.
Your whole thing is that it's 3. So I was thinking back in time, and I started thinking about your your Eagles teams.
Mm-hmm. And great teams.
Great teams.
Yeah.
And how after a few years of real top level success, the entire mood around the Eagles became they absolutely positively have to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You guys had to win.
Yeah.
And then I thought about the Phillies teams of the last few years. And in 2022, they were a nice surprise to everyone, went to the World Series. Then the next year, they did a little bit worse. And then last year, we said going into the playoffs and all season long, the Phillies have to win the World Series this year. And then I started thinking about this year's Eagles. And 2 years ago, we go to the Super Bowl when nobody's expecting it. Last year, a little bit worse, like the Phillies were in the next year. And this year, they're really, really good. And I think people hope they win the Super Bowl and feel like they can win the Super Bowl. But I don't feel any have to. And the truth is that this team has to win the Super Bowl this year. I think that the two biggest reasons, number one, is Saquon. We are getting an all-time season out of Saquon. And even if he's productive next year, I think we can all look each other in the eyes and say, given how much he's being used this year, his age, all that sort of stuff, that we can't really count on this Saquon 2 years in a row. We also can't count on the health we've had. All you have to do is look at Detroit, look at all the injuries that they've had, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't feel from people, I guess, the urgency that they have to win this year. And I really think that they do. And I'm trying to figure out whether I'm misreading it or if people feel the same level of urgency they felt with your Eagles teams that felt with the Phillies last year, because I don't feel it with the Eagles this year.
You mean you don't feel it from the fan base?
From the fan base.
Yes.
I don't feel like this wave of, we got to do it this year.
Yeah. I think I feel some of it. To your point, I don't know if it's as, tense as it was then. We hadn't won one. And so, you know, those teams sort of carried the weight of the history of the franchise and not winning a Super Bowl and getting so close. It just, each year, that weight became heavier and heavier. This team, just like the 22 team, they have the benefit of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl in 2017. That I don't know if the fan base has that much pressure on the teams. I'm with you. I would agree. They need to win this year. You look at how difficult it is to have sort of these back-to-back years where you're going to get a chance to be in position. You look at some of these younger teams. I know we're a young team. I'm just saying it's not as if these other teams aren't going to be better each year. So it's not as if you're going to have some easy cakewalk back to the Super Bowl next year. Not only that, eventually these salaries that have been kicked down the road will start to kick in. And you don't know how that impacts the roster and who will be here. So to your point, you got to get it done this year. I just don't see how you don't see it that way to where you have to get it done this year. And you have everybody's good right now. We got Dallas Goedert coming back in a couple weeks. You got a young defense. If you can get that number one seed, man. Not only that, I feel good against the AFC. I know we haven't played
good teams out there.
Yeah, we didn't play Buffalo this year. I get it. But we beat Baltimore.
Right.
Kansas City does not scare me. Just doesn't. And they may beat you, but I'm not going into a game saying, oh, there's no – they don't have Tyreek Hill and all those guys. And Travis Henry – I'm Travis Henry. Travis Kelce. Remember Travis Henry running back from Buffalo?
I do.
Yeah, tragic ending to his life. I believe it was.
Remember that.
I think okay. so. I think so. I could be wrong. Hopefully I didn't bury somebody that's alive.
Right.
But I move forward, I've done that in the past. I'm trying to move forward to move past it.
All right.
I don't fear the Chiefs. Travis Kelce isn't 5 years younger where he was 5 years ago. So I feel like this is the best time to get it done. I really do. I feel like this, and primarily you brought up Saquon. That is a huge reason.
Huge.
It is a huge reason. Dude, I look at these teams, Spike. I look at these teams, and I say to myself, there are a lot of teams that envy the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, how in the hell did we get all these guys on the offensive side of the ball as good as they are and making the amount of money that they're making?
By the way, they're paying the entire offensive line, too.
And that's what I'm saying. Yes. Everybody over there, not just skill guys, offensive line as well. Everybody but Cam Jurgens is, even Becton has a decent salary for a guard. But, man, they have so much money tied up over there with that amount of talent. And then to have the young guys sort of not even maximize their potential, but reaching their potential the way that they are under Vic Fangio. No one has a setup like the Eagles have right now. They don't. And, dude, I'm telling you, Saquon, with that offense and this defense and the philosophy in which they have defensively, this is the year. This is the year it has to get done.
They have to get it done. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And the last thing I'd say that you brought up there, and Saquon is a major, major thing, is Zach Bond, as much as we want Zach Bond, you can't pay everybody.
That's the other thing. I didn't even get into that part of it. Yeah.
You can't pay Zach, but you probably can't pay Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean. And eventually you're gonna have to pay Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Potentially Jordan Davis.
And Darius Slay's probably not gonna be here next year. That Dallas Goedert's not gonna be here next year. So I have faith in the Eagles that they can sort of rebuild, but you can't.
You're not going to have this type of advantage.
This type of year, they have to take advantage of it. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you on this?
Yeah, so I don't feel it. Like, I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, we all want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But I'm not living in this pre-Super Bowl angst where they have to get the job done. I kind of think they're going to eventually get one with this core. They have the youngest defense in the league. This is a lot like that Chiefs team that beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl in 2022, where they had the youngest defense then.
But a better defense. Like, yeah, this probably. Defense is better than that defense.
I think so. I think so, too. Like, they're only going to get better from that standpoint. You guys are all doom and gloom about Saquon with whatever his career is going to turn out to be. The reality is, I just got a Super Bowl. Like, you know, if they win one, great. If they don't.
That was 7 years ago.
No, but we just got
eight
one.
8 years ago.
But that was 52 years of angst, though. It's hard to recreate 52 years of angst when it comes to this team winning a Super Bowl. I'm more in the passenger seat. If they win, great. If they don't, they'll be back. I think this team has staying power. I don't think it's a make or break kind of year for the Eagles. So I don't have that kind of same fear that you guys do.
You don't know how long you're going to have Lane, by the way. That's another thing that who knows when. I don't think he's on the precipice of retiring next year, but you never know. I don't know. I think that there needs to be a feeling of urgency around the team. And we hope they'll be back. But man, the number of teams who got to the Super Bowl, didn't win it, and assumed they would be back. It's a long list of teams, you know? And God forbid we get there and lose. We know what it's like to try to get back to the Super Bowl after losing the Super Bowl. We saw what happened with that last year. You see what's happening with the 49ers this year.
Well, think about it. Hell, even my career, we only got one shot at it.
Which is crazy to think that team was only in there that time.
Just one Super Bowl, yeah.
All right, so we do have a next question today. Because we have another $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room there in Fishtown. Joe and Hugh going to be there for the pregame show on Sunday, though the pregame show along with the Ugly Sweater Block Party. So it is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. Jake Gyllenhaal is 43. Jake Gyllenhaal has a famous sibling as well, Maggie Gyllenhaal. So for next question day, you will call with your sports point. Then we will ask you, give us your, do you want to say go-to siblings? I like go-to
notable
siblings.
Notable go-to?
Notable siblings?
Yes.
Do you have, Jack? And this can be, by the way, in movies or TV or sports, just notable.
So it's not even close to being a winning answer.
Yeah.
And maybe because it's the anniversary of a famous play in Eagles history, so that's why it's top of mind. Wow. But Casey and Clay Matthews?
That is the worst answer anyone could have ever given. Are you being serious?
What?
Casey and Clay Matthews.
Oh, man.
We always get the wrong brother here.
We did get the wrong brother in that.
And we got Stacey Andrews and Sean Andrews. Yeah, that's another winning answer taken off the board.
Yeah, please, thank you for taking it off the board. Yes.
Well, I didn't want to take any big answers, so I went with Stacey Andrews and Sean Andrews and Casey Matthews and Clay Matthews.
That actually shows great respect for our listeners, not trying to take the winning answer off the board.
Actually, not even close to the winning answer.
Not even close to it.
Ike, notable siblings?
Oh, I'm going to go with Venus and Serena.
Oh, that is a possible winning answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Venus and Serena.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Probably, and we know there's a couple guys that had some good careers, but when you talk about, like, Serena is arguably the greatest female athlete of this, certainly of this generation.
Sure.
But in the argument for greatest female athlete of all time.
Yep.
And Big Sister wasn't no slouch.
Yeah, it was awesome too. Yeah.
Yes, Big Sister was no slouch.
Pretty talented.
So I like that, yes.
So I'm going to take a possible winning answer off the board. It's because there's so many of them, and that is the Jacksons.
Ah, well, of course. Yeah, that's a GOAT. That's a GOAT answer right there.
You know, and you know, everybody forgets about what a GOAT LaToya was in that Playboy spread.
Yeah.
But you got, come on, I remember it. Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Janet. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? That's quite a set of siblings.
LaToya, one more.
LaToya. Wait, I said LaToya.
Yeah, one more.
Jackie.
Yeah, one more.
Who did I forget?
Sister.
I forgot another sister?
Yes, the oldest.
I don't know who it is.
Rebe.
Rebe Jackson?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of the song Centipede?
I don't think I know it.
It's the only song she has.
Really?
Yes.
Did she have a solo career? Or she must have.
Yeah, she had that. That's what I mean. That was her only song right there, Centipede.
What's her name again?
Rebe.
Rebe?
Rebe Jackson, yes.
And she's an original Jackson
kid? I think she's the oldest. She may be behind Jackie. I think Jackie's the oldest brother.
Okay.
Or is Jermaine the oldest?
I don't know.
Yeah. So she's definitely the oldest sister. But she's I don't know where she falls at in the brothers.
Jermaine had a nice, he had a solo career.
Yeah.
Not a nice little solo career. He had a solo career.
You forgot Tito.
No, I said Tito.
Oh, you said Tito.
I said Tito. Okay. I said Tito. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year?
Rebe is often the forgotten Jackson.
Yes, I didn't even know she existed.
Yes.
Forgotten. I didn't even know about her in the first place.
Well, fun fact, one of those Jackson boys was a cousin, not a brother.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't know if it was Randy. It might have been Marlon. So you got Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Michael, Randy, and Marlon. That's six.
LaToya.
Well, I'm talking about the brothers.
The brothers,
so
right.
Six. Yeah. I think one of them was a cousin.
And again, just to clear this up.
Janet was not in the damn Jackson 5.
A different question about the Jackson 5. Is that Randy Jackson from American Idol?
No.
That's a good question. No.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. Not related to Mark Jackson, the basketball coach, either.
Every Jackson isn't related. Yes.
Well, Randy Jackson being in the music business, I think, is a fair question.
Reggie Jackson, also not part of the Jacksons.
Cheltenham's finest.
Yes. There's a lot of Jacksons that weren't part of the
Deshaun.
The Jackson. Deshaun Jackson also. Not that I know of. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And for next question, for the $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery tasting room, what is your go-to siblings? 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Of course we got to win the Super Bowl this year.
Of course.
This ain't like tomorrow, not promise. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lost in 2022, and everybody was like thinking we were just going to get back the next year, and we saw what happened. Any chance you got to win?
2 years later.
You said what?
I said we are on our way back 2 years later.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but we ain't got there yet. Like,
we're projecting
to go there. We think we're going to be there. It looked like we're going to be there, but we ain't got there yet. So I need a Super Bowl, right? We've been to three Super Bowls in my lifetime. We've won one. I need more than one. We've been the most successful franchise in the NFC East in the past 20 years, past 25 years. I need more to show for it than just a damn divisional title. And just some damn, you know, banners that we hanging up. I need more Super Bowl trophies. I need more.
I agree.
I need more.
I agree.
Corey, do you?
I agree. You almost need more to really, like, when we talk about how successful the Eagles have been over the last 25 years, and to see that we only have one title, that's what kind of gets you. It's like, hold on, we only got one Super Bowl title?
Right.
I'm with you on that, Corey. You need more.
Yeah, the one is a big one.
Sure.
But when you look at that, the 3 decades of success, you would think there would be another one.
Yes.
Corey, do you agree, though, that it doesn't – do you feel that feeling that you're talking about needing it, do you feel that from other fans or do you not feel it? Because I don't feel the pressure on them the same way that I felt on Ike's Eagles teams and on this year's Phillies team.
Well, like, this team is a lot younger. So the pressure, like, when Ike and them was going in the early, like...
We started off young.
We were young.
Yeah, then you wake up one day and everybody's 32.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, like, in early, like, 2000, 2001, there wasn't a lot of pressure. The pressure came 04,
right.
03. Mm-hmm. Like, the Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl, right? Now, mm-hmm. if they go this year or if they don't make it this year, like, next year, it's going to be, like, it's going to be Philly's pressure for sure. Like, I need it this year. Like, I need a chance. We, like I said, we've been to, what, 7 or 8 conference games?
Yep.
7 or 8.
Yeah. Oh, hell. We went to 4.
Well, you went 4. Yeah. Yeah.
Andy went to 5. I missed one. So, there's been at least, what, 2 other ones since then?
I think so. 7. We've been
7.
To 7 conference and 1. I need a championship. I'm tired of we the leaders in the East, and I need to show it. So, I'm tired of them dust collection. They got them bronze trophies in Dallas. They all I need something more recent.
Bronze.
I'm tired of them. I need it.
We even let those stinking Giants get 2 trophies, and we only got 1.
So
he's right.
So Corey, I want you to make this promise right now. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, you're going to have to be mad at them.
Man, hell yeah, I'm going to be mad. I was mad when they lost in 2022.
Okay, all right.
Hey, listen, I'm a win or loss guy. I don't care about them pretty stats or none of them. But when y'all lose, I'm mad. You know that.
Okay.
All right. Corey, next question today. Famous siblings. Give us your go-to sibling. Notable sibling, as Jack likes to say.
Famous sibling.
He gave us 2 that weren't notable.
Yes, not notable at all. Don't do what Jack did.
Let me get the Ohio legends, because you know I got great state of Ohio. The Kelce brothers.
The Kelce brothers is
there. There you go. The Kelce brothers. That's a good answer.
That's
I didn't
a big
even
answer.
Those guys. Yeah.
Right off the bat. That's a big answer.
Took the Kelce brothers right off the bat. And well, you know, Kylie's not a sibling.
No.
No, believe it or not. Yeah, they're married.
Believe it or
not. You just shut up and let me just finish what I was going to say. Yes. That's good chime in, though. I was just going with the Kelce family is what I was thinking.
Right. But they are notable siblings.
Yes.
They host a huge podcast together, you know?
Yes.
One of them dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Contractually or otherwise.
Yeah, contractually.
Were they supposed to break up in September?
Yes,
they lasted longer than I thought they were. I must admit.
Dude, it must be. Obviously, it's cool to say you're dating Taylor Swift, right?
That's cool. Well, I would say so.
But it must.
Pass.
In real life,
pass.
It must kind of be like a drag.
You can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere. Well, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. She's the most famous person in the world.
Both of you guys are joking right now, right?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah,
I pass.
Are y'all easily nuts?
Easily.
Yeah, I don't need that stress.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'd be terrible.
Where's she can't go to Wawa?
She can't.
Who cares?
Well, she can't go out to dinner.
I can't go to Wawa, but I can go to Milan. I can take a private jet to this country and that country and this place and that place and this event and that event.
But don't you
can't go to Wawa?
No, I kind of like my regular life. I'd like walking into Wawa, but I like going out to dinner. Just saying, hey, you want to go to the Mexican restaurant down the street?
Taylor, huh?
No. For what? For a bunch of... I mean, she's obviously... He can be in love with her as a person.
Yes. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying,
that's Taylor Swift, bro. You know how many doors open up for you? You know how many events you go to? How many parties you go to?
Yeah.
How many dinners you get invited to? Dude. This is Taylor friggin' Swift, and you two are worried about going to a damn a local convenience store or being able to go. Jack wants to walk around the corner for his coffee in peace.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
you don't want to trade that for Taylor, huh?
Nah, I don't think I would. And you know,
I'm about to stab myself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do think it would mostly be a drag. The regular life would mostly be a drag. You can do all that cool stuff, but it takes away. I like normal guy stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. I
think I'd be able to, I'd sacrifice it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
No offense to my wife.
No,
I mean,
thank you.
No, I'm just saying, I think I'd be okay.
If there was an opportunity,
I think I'd be okay sacrificing, not being able to just walk from here to there without people recognizing me.
Well, that happens to you now. So it's almost just continuation of your life. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, strategically, the way to do it is to date her long enough to where it becomes a thing, and then you get out. Like, he is stuck in there a long time.
Yeah.
I could imagine being cool.
We don't know how long.
Sticking there longer, and he'll give it in 9 months, we're going to find out. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, that's what he needs to be doing.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
I'd almost forgot about that to just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah. So, yeah. If I'm Travis, lock her down.
Ike Reese, an Iron Man.
You got to realize she's younger than him, right? Or
yes. No, she's
the same
younger.
Age.
No,
are they about the same age?
She's younger, though. He's like 35. I think she's a few years younger than he is.
I think he's like 33.
No, I think Travis 34? Is. Yeah, Travis.
No, he's 34 or 35.
Yeah, because Jason was, what, 37?
Yeah, he's
35.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's up there.
And the last thing I'll say, you said, oh, the parties you go to?
Yeah.
Those famous people parties, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you're right about that. I want to take that back as soon as I said it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that fun.
I want to take that back as soon as I said it.
By the way, they're both 35.
There you go. All right, they're both 35.
I'm like, yeah, the parties? Like, no, we don't want to go to those parties.
No.
You might be right. That might be a reason to get the hell out of there.
Yes.
Just the party. Just if I get invited to one of those.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, honey. I'm sick. I can't go to that one. I don't know. All right. Next, I want to talk to you about the one seed. Because in this show of people taking things a little bit lightly, I think, now that the one seed's a possibility, I feel like people may be taking it a little lightly. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? And for next question, give us a pair of siblings for that $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty, there's no better way to get in the festive spirit than watching the birds on Sunday in this Holiday Division Showdown. That's right. Join Joe and Hugh for the pregame show at Stateside Distillery in Fishtown on December 22nd. Now, my friends over at Stateside Vodka are having the streets shut down for an ugly sweater block party for the game. Matter of fact, got my ugly sweater yesterday. I'll have that on Sunday because I am already ready to get into the festive mood. Now, there'll be outdoor TVs, food trucks, and plenty of surfsides and vodkas to go around for everyone. Rumor has it, Big Hugh will be breaking out his Santa suit, which means, Joe Giglio, he'll be back in his elf costume for you, so you get a chance to check him out. Join the boys and the festivities this Sunday for the game at Stateside in Fishtown. Must be 21.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, what the hell?
Bring it all the way.
This is the last year of these guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Rizzler again, staying. Did you like the Rizzler conversation on the Prince of Six last night?
It was cool. Listen, I enjoyed it.
I didn't realize he was 8. You know,
yeah, he's big for an 8-year-old man.
That's dude. He's 8 years old.
Well, both those kids. Like, I don't mean to be preachy, but as a kid who was very overweight,
mixing some celery,
I was just like, I want to say to the parents, like, maybe just have them take one bite of the chicken bake and then put the rest of it away. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
you don't need, when you're doing the food reviews and give the booms and all that stuff, you don't need to eat the
entire thing.
The whole thing. I just like, because the dad's obviously working out a lot and all that kind of stuff. I just, you know.
He's burning carbs.
Yeah, but again, with the Rizzler, I don't think he can lose it. He's got to almost commit to it.
Well, maybe he'll grow into it when he gets taller. He's a little guy right now. Well, in terms of height. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? Ike, what do you think the response is?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
90%.
83%.
83%. Wow, I'm actually surprised. 17% of people
say that they're not.
Have to win it.
Do you think they're like Jack and just saying they're young, they'll get back there,
yeah,
so on and so forth?
I do.
I mean, they were just
that
in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I know when we're like, yeah, we said we thought they'd get back after 2022. Well, it is just 2024.
Yeah.
Only 2 years
now
later.
Now, I will say, we're not in the Super Bowl yet.
We're not.
Yes.
You know,
I think that makes it even more urgent, the fact that they were in there 2 years ago.
Yeah, I really don't feel the urgency. And I think it is a lot to do with winning the Super Bowl in 2017.
Well, I hate that when we talk to fans from other teams in the division, that everyone's got more than us. You know, the Cowboys point to all of them. The Giants point to all of them. Blah, 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 blah.
But even Washington's like, yeah, you're still 2 behind us.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, actually. 215-592.
It's going to be awesome.
215-592-9494. The Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
Don't get the call in that often. You guys put on a hell of a show, dude. And I don't know if you're still taking names for the shows, but I have a name that I think would work.
Hey, you might.
Well, it's only been on for 8 months.
Yeah, we settled it months ago, but I'll always take a suggestion. Yeah.
Well, dude, you guys are in the middle of the day. I'm in and out of the car.
No, it's all good.
How about Spike Ike Spitting with Fritz?
Spike Ike Spitting with Fritz.
Ike's name's got to go first.
Yes, it's got to go Ike Spike Spitting with Fritz.
Spitting with Fritz. Nah, it's too much Fritz.
Too much going on.
Too much, yeah, and too much Fritz in there.
Yeah, so I don't really spit.
Well,
I kind of just talk.
You sound like you spit when you talk, Fritz. Just letting you know on the other end.
I got to listen for that.
Yes, now I'm listening for that.
I got to also, before I get into my sports talk, my favorite part of any radio show that I listen to is 5:30 singing with you guys. I make sure that me and my daughter have the radio on, whether it's through the Odyssey app or the actual radio, and we rock out with you guys.
Oh, I
absolutely
love that.
Rock,
man,
out.
Love Creed.
You know what you got to do? How about once a week, maybe on Fridays when you're doing it live, you get a caller to sing with you guys on the line. How does that sound?
You know what? I would love to do it. It's tough sometimes with the timing of it, because when you hear it on the phone, there's a little bit of a delay. Because we had Devin do it. We had Devin Caney do it on the phone once.
Tough one.
It's a little bit of a tough one. But I think eventually we could start giving away. You know, if you ever want to come to Chickie's on Monday, we do it live. And if Dustin, if you show up at Chickie's in South Philly on a Monday, you want to sing. But we'll bring you up there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll absolutely bring you up.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Because I was going to say, Spitzy, write down my number and name. And if you guys ever want somebody to sing, your boy's ready.
Spitzy.
Ready.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome in South Philly. Packer Ave. So show up. All right.
Absolutely. I promise you I'll be there. I will be there one of these Mondays.
Okay.
Now, listen, let's get down to the nuts and gravies. Pause right there. But
nuts and gravy.
Listen, they need to win this year. They absolutely 100% need to win this year, and it's for points that my man Spike's been making since 2 o'clock. Nah. You're not going to have Bond next year, and you're getting a play out of him at middle linebacker this year. That's absolutely unbelievable. I think he's third in the league in tackles right now, believe it or not.
Yep,
he is.
An all-time season out of Saquon Barkley, where everybody's talking about, oh, well, all his injuries, this, that, and the third. He's never ran behind a good line. Now you're seeing him run behind a good line. I don't think he's going to tail off too much. But then again, I can't guarantee that he's going to rush for 2,000 yards next year or the year after that. Like, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime season that we're getting out of the Eagles. We got a defensive coordinator who's got these boys playing like the best friggin' defense in the league. When was the last time we said that the Eagles had the bona fide best defense in the league?
Oh, it's been a long time. He's in my early 2000s.
Yeah, since you guys. Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple of years ago.
Well, but no, I don't think anybody thought they were the best defense in the league.
They may have numbers that said
that. No one was proud of that defense.
Well, long story short, this is the season. You don't know what you're going to get out of crybaby A.J. Brown next year. You don't know what he's going to put into the turmoil.
Wow, crybaby.
Not our words. That bothers me. It still bothers. But I think right now, with the pieces you got in play, and you got Nick Sirianni still talking out of his butt, but not as much as a couple years ago, he's got these guys playing. And everybody wants to talk about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he doesn't have the greatest arm in the world. But you know what he does better than any other quarterback in the league? He finds ways to win games. And I know that's like a
just fine.
Shut his hole!
I know it's a cliche saying, but the dude wins games.
That's all that matters.
His entire career.
You know, you tell Jack Spitz all that. Spitzy over there.
Spitzy, you stay behind that glass, Spitz.
Yeah.
You stay behind that glass back there.
Dustin's coming out.
Swinging today,
ain't you? You're not hungry for a Super Bowl. What are you kidding me?
We just got one.
He said we just got one.
First off, you sound like you're the same age as me. You're a fellow millennial.
How old are you, Fritz?
Well, I'm 30.
What year were you born?
30.
No, what year were you born?
I got you by a couple of years.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, watch yourself.
Yeah. Dustin, why don't you give us your siblings there?
Oh, man, the first caller took my own Kelsey, and my man Ike took my Venus and Serena's the best one. I'm going to say, how about this? I'm going to throw a curveball. How about the Kennedy brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big
Robert
answer.
Yes.
That's a big answer. A big answer. Huge
yes.
family full of but siblings, for sure. That's a good one, Dustin. Don't be a stranger.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Dustin just came out swinging.
Yeah.
Swinging. So now, after Ike's going to tell you about Elite Acura, but then Ike has to make a very serious apology to the family of one person after he tells you about Elite Acura.
Just another day on this show.
Yeah, a true apology.
Thank you, right before I do this. Yes. I appreciate that. Yes.
I'm
heavy on my heart
right now. It's a good tease.
Yep. Now, I have huge news from Elite Acura. They need your help with used car inventory that's running low. Now, they're on the hunt for fresh trades, so if you got a car, truck, or an SUV, you can trade it in today and upgrade to a brand new 2024 Acura MDX with up to $10,000 off luxury performance and style for less. Now, it gets even better. During the Acura Seasonal Performance event, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer, or you can lease a 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for only $429 a month. Make your best deal by year's end and spin the prize wheel for a chance to win service credits, gift cards, and more. Visit Elite Acura today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one competes with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
So I think we're going to need some specific Ike apology music moving forward that we always play when he has to apologize when he's done this. Ike, you have the floor.
Oh, yes. First of all, I want to apologize to the Travis Henry family. Did not know he was alive and well.
Travis Henry.
I think I'm mistaken him for Chris Henry, the former Cincinnati Bengal, who died tragically at a young age, and he had gone through some troubles as well, trying to get his life together, getting back in the NFL, and he died tragically in an accident with his the mother of his children. So yes, I think that's where I was at in my head with the last name Henry. So as usual,
once a week I kill somebody that's not dead.
I tell you, man, I told Harbaugh I ain't like running down there, running into those wedges like that, man. Tell you. But they said that's the only way you was going to make the team and stay on the team.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
All right. Before we get back to the phones, the one seed. So you believed in the possibility of the one seed a lot more than I did a couple of weeks ago. And here it is. I wouldn't say it is likely, but it is certainly in the realm of possibility. It's definitely in play. Yep. I've heard a lot of people say, Elliot, actually, one of them, that it is, you know, that you want the one seed. You want the NFC Championship game at home. But he's confident they're going to go to Detroit. They can win that game. Confident they can go to Minnesota and win that game. I think the possibility of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl rides pretty hand in hand with getting the one seed. That is a tough. I don't care how many injuries Detroit has. I don't care if Minnesota's starting Sam Darnold. A dome team at home, it is.
Telling you.
It is a major difference.
Yep.
So you. I know going into that game, if it was in Detroit, you would feel good about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But.
Detroit would be favored.
Yeah, the difference, I think Detroit would probably be a 3.5-point favorite at home. Yep. I think so. And I think it would probably be close to a push here in Philadelphia. That would be my guess, maybe a point favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty significant difference having the one seed and not having the one seed.
No, I totally agree. You want to get those teams outdoors, playing in front of your fans. More importantly, playing in front of your fans, man.
Playing one last game?
Yes. That's, dude, I've done a couple of these. Being in the postseason, being a part of the pregame hype leading up to that game, that week, the fans, what it means from a local business standpoint, having it here. It is having Championship Sunday in your building, it almost gives you a feeling of being invincible.
That's how it felt against Minnesota.
Yes. Like that's yeah. So to have that game at the link, come on, man. That's what you want. You want that celebration. Sure, we'll take it anywhere. But you want that celebration when that final clock goes off and we're headed to New Orleans, you want that celebration in the link.
And
you want that in the link, brother.
There's the having to play in the dome in the championship game, and I think that having to play an extra game, you know,
that's the other thing.
If you ask people, they would say, "Oh, they're definitely going to win that first round game." But it's weird. The NFC doesn't have a supremely dominant team over all the other teams, but they do have a bunch of teams that'll scare you. You know, Green Bay would scare you. Washington a third time. Like, look, I think they'd beat Washington, but it's not out of the realm of possibility losing to that team. Tampa.
And we may come out feeling different about Washington after we play them this Sunday.
Right, with a healthy Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Tampa would be scary. Whoever... you know, the Rams or the Cardinals, whatever it is. I think
might be the only team I'm not scared of.
The Eagles.
Gannon in a playoff game?
Well, yeah. Revenge game?
Yeah.
Revenge for the Eagles, by the way. All right, 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Mm-hmm. OG, in the first hour?
Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
You know what? I was thinking, right? I say that when I call earlier and get on, I don't have the frustration of listening to other callers, you know, while I'm on hold. And I think that's where y'all be setting me up at. You know what I'm saying? So,
as long as we can get through this phone call without you running to Twitter and trying to get all your little minions to take shots of the show, I think that would be a big win. That's why I had to block you.
Whoa, right, you blocked down, OG? Right,
been blocked.
Really?
That's my knowledge without college school of thought student. So they're all there to support me because I don't get that support on this platform.
Oh, here we go.
I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Break out the ambulance.
Me here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't respect me. Y'all rob me out of my prizes. That's why y'all don't let me participate in none of the little questions and everything because you rob from me.
I asked you what your little notable siblings. You give horrible answers. That's why.
No, because I say me. What's wrong with me? I'm the notable, you know, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to name that thing. But listen, man.
Yeah.
back to the business.
Yes.
I agree that this is a must win. We must win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I'm saying? Because how many times can you say that we've been the best team going into the playoffs? We are the best team hands down. And I understand, like you said, that you're afraid to go in certain arenas, you know.
Right, I didn't say I was afraid to go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, man up, Ike.
I thought you just said you.
Well, he didn't say afraid.
Arizona is the only team I'm not afraid of.
Right, yeah. I don't think he's afraid of going into Minnesota or Detroit.
No, he's afraid of it. It's okay. Can we just get him on the record or something? He's afraid of it?
Yeah, he's scared.
Without, like, he played the game?
Yeah.
Jack and Spike are so soft?
Yeah, come on, tough guy.
So when you say the only thing you're not afraid of is Arizona, that means you're afraid of all the other teams. Oh, no. So my point is, I believe that we are a better road team than any of the teams planned that would be in the playoffs. And
okay.
I believe that the OG Wave 4-point system would win in any arena.
I love the 4-point system.
Give it to us again. Give us the 4-point system again.
Okay. All right, here we go. OG Wave 4-point system this week. The Eagles O-line against the Washington's D-line. Who you think win that battle?
The Eagles O-line.
Okay. The Eagles D-line against Washington's O-line. Who you think will win that battle?
The Eagles D-line.
Okay. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively on Sunday?
The Eagles.
Okay. Which quarterback will turn the ball over the least?
Jaden Daniels. We know that.
Okay, so then we got a 3-1. Eagles win.
But what a breakdown, by the way. You got to win the trenches, run the football, and not turn the ball over with the quarterback.
He's a real Philly guy. Yeah. OG's a real Philly guy.
Yeah, because here's why I say this. This is important. Y'all spat on that and act like, oh, that's obvious. Well, then why do you continue to pound the table about passing the ball?
Because, well, yeah, you know that's not me.
Because
that's not me.
Because teams that win the Super Bowl can pass the ball effectively. That's it. They can.
Here's my point to you.
Yeah.
Is that I don't care what name on the back of the jerseys, what receivers, how many yards it's passed for. If you win those 4 points, you'll win the game.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I know it sounds crazy, but you can't go to one game this year and show me where a team lost that 4 point and won the game. You just can't.
We'll get our research staff on that.
Yeah. Well, Lions. The Lions did that against the Texans.
I have a 1-point system. A 1-point system. Here we go. If you score more points than the other team,
you're going to win.
Well, that's you can, obviously it's not in fantasy football because that's why I'm in the playoff and I'm winning.
You're not in the playoffs.
You're not in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
You're in the
No.
That's the consolation.
You're in the consolation bracket, OG.
You won one game this year.
You had the worst fantasy team that's ever been put together.
I won the game. Who the hell did I beat?
You beat somebody in the consolation bracket.
Yeah. No. OG.
Was it Spike?
No. I scored more points. You know, you ain't beating me. I'd quit my job if you beat me.
I'm pissed at
him.
Well,
don't tempt him.
Right. OG, why don't you give us your siblings? Because we're always trying to eke you out of your prize. Why don't you give us notable siblings?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's OG Wade and OG Wade.
And you just blatantly lied.
Yes.
Always.
He's an idiot.
I mean, not only did you not win this week, you literally got outscored by 113 points.
In the consolation bracket.
Yes.
By a team that didn't even make the playoffs.
That team didn't even make the playoffs.
He lives in La La Land.
What is he talking about?
This is the.
I had to go check. Like, who the hell lost to OG? Like, how did he win a game?
If you were a Jalen Hurts.
Literally 1-13 on the year.
That's their voice, the Jalen Hurts super fans.
Yeah, they need a better representative.
I agree.
Yeah, Corey's a better representative than OG.
Totally.
Yeah, even Louis from Nebraska is a little shaky too.
Yeah, Louis's shaky for sure.
So we have a lot of big stuff coming up. First of all, we'll talk to Shil Kapadia of the Ringer as we always do. But then we have two pieces of good injury news.
Okay.
Good Eagles injury news, and believe it or not, good Sixers injury news?
Who cares? Anyway.
I didn't know if that was possible.
Well, look.
Okay.
Don't you who cares?
I don't care.
Buddy. Go trade Alec Bowman.
Ooh, good Sixers injury news. Hold on.
Yeah, look, I'm just.
I just thought about that. Hold on. That's big fella.
Did Saquon practice today?
I don't know, Saquon. You fraud. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for a third cousin? We know that could be pretty steep. But a single line with Verizon, not so steep. How about hosting a holiday get-together? Good luck with that. A line with Verizon? Woohoo! Now that's something to celebrate. How about that real Christmas tree that Jack likes to buy every year? That could be pretty pricey. But a single line with Verizon, that's less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly holiday market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.
Bring it all the way.
This is the last year of these guys, right?
Yeah.
Rizzler again, staying. Did you like the Rizzler conversation on the Fritz the Six last night?
That was cool. Listen, I enjoyed it.
I didn't realize he was eight. You know?
Yeah, he's big for an eight-year-old, man.
Dude, he's 8 years old.
Well, both those kids, I don't mean to be preachy. But as a kid who was very overweight.
Mix in some celery?
I was. Just I want to say to the parents, maybe just have them take one bite of the chicken bake and then put the rest of it away. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't need, when you're doing the food reviews and give the booms and all that stuff, you don't need to eat the
entire thing.
The whole thing. I just because the dad's obviously working out a lot and all that kind of stuff. I just,
he's burning carbs.
Yeah, yes. But with the Rizzler, I don't think you can lose it. He's got to almost commit to it.
Well, maybe he'll grow into it when he gets taller. He's a little guy right now. Well, in terms of height. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? Ike, what do you think the response is?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
90%.
83%. 83%.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. 17% of people
say that they're not.
They don't have to win it.
Do you think they're like Jack and just saying they're young, they'll get back there, so on and so forth?
I do.
They were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I know when we we said we thought they'd get back in after 2022. Well, it is just 2024.
Yeah.
It's only 2 years
now
later.
I will say, we're not in the Super Bowl yet.
We're
so,
not.
Yes.
You know.
I think that makes it even more urgent, the fact that they were in there 2 years ago.
Yeah, I really don't feel the urgency. And I think it is a lot to do with winning the Super Bowl in 2017.
Well, I hate that when we talk to fans from other teams in the division, that everyone's got more than us. You know, the Cowboys point to all of them. The Giants point to all of them. Blah, 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 blah.
But even Washington's you're still two behind us.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, actually. 215-592.
It's going to be awesome.
215-592-9494. The Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
Don't get to call in that often. You guys put on a hell of a show, dude. And I don't know if you're still taking names for the shows, but I have a name that I think would work.
Hey, you might.
It's been on for 8 months.
Yeah, we settled it months ago, but I'll always take a suggestion. Yeah.
Well, dude, you guys are in the middle of the day. I'm in and out of the car.
No, it's all good.
How about Spike Ike spitting with Fritz?
Spike Ike spitting with Fritz.
Ike's name's got to go first.
Yeah, so it's got to go Ike Spike spitting with Fritz.
Spitting with Fritz. Nah, it's too much Fritz.
Too much going on.
Too much, and too much Fritz in there.
Yeah, also, I don't really spit.
Well,
I kind of just talk.
You sound like you spit when you talk, Fritz. Just letting you know on the other end.
I'm going to listen for that. Now.
Yes, now I'm listening for that, yes.
I got to also, before I get into my sports talk, my favorite part of any radio show that I listen to is 5:30 singing with you guys. I make sure that me and my daughter have the radio on, whether it's through the Odyssey app or the actual radio, and we rock out with you guys.
Oh, I
absolutely
love that.
Rock
man,
out.
Love Creed.
You know what you got to do? How about once a week, maybe on Fridays when you're doing it live, you get a caller to sing with you guys on the line. How does that sound?
You know what? I would love to do it. It's tough sometimes with the timing of it, because when you hear it on the phone, there's a little bit of a delay. Because we had Devin do it. We had Devin Caney do it on the phone once.
Tough one.
It's a little bit of a tough one. But I think eventually we could start giving away. You know, if you ever want to come to Chickie's on Monday, we do it live. And if Dustin, if you show up at Chickie's in South Philly on a Monday, you want to sing. But we'll bring you up there. Mm-hmm. We'll absolutely bring you up.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Because I was going to say, Spitzy, write down my number and name. And if you guys ever want somebody to sing, your boy's ready.
Spitzy. Ready. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome in South Philly. Packer Ave. So show up. All right?
Absolutely. I promise you I'll be there.
All right.
I will be there one of these Mondays.
Okay.
Now, listen, let's get down to the Nuts and Gravy's pause right there. But
Nuts and Gravy.
Listen, they need to win this year. They absolutely 100% need to win this year, and it's for points that my man Spike's been making since 2 o'clock. You're not going to have Vaughn next year, and you're getting a play out of him at middle linebacker this year. That's absolutely unbelievable. I think he's third in the league in tackles right now, believe it or not.
You got an
all-time season out of Saquon Barkley where everybody's talking about, oh, well, all his injuries, this, that, and the third. He's never ran behind a good line. Now you're seeing him run behind a good line. I don't think he's going to tail off too much. But then again, I can't guarantee that he's going to rush for 2,000 yards next year or the year after that. Like, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime season that we're getting out of the Eagles. We got a defensive coordinator who's got these boys playing like the best friggin' defense in the league. When was the last time we said that the Eagles had the bona fide best defense in the league?
Oh, it's been a long time. He's in my early 2000s.
You guys.
It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple of years ago.
Well, but no, I don't think anybody thought they were the best defense in the league.
They may have numbers that said that.
No one was proud of that defense.
Well, long story short, this is the season. You don't know what you're going to get out of crybaby A.J. Brown next year. You don't know what he's going to put into the turmoil.
Wow, crybaby.
Not our words. That bothers me. It still bothers, but I think right now with the pieces you got in play, and you got Nick Sirianni still talking out of his butt, but not as much as a couple years ago, he's got these guys playing. And everybody wants to talk about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he doesn't have the greatest arm in the world, but you know what he does better than any other quarterback in the league? He finds ways to win games. And I know that's like
his fire.
Shut his hole!
I know it's a cliche saying, but the dude wins games.
That's all that matters.
His entire career.
You know, you tell Jack Spitz all that. Spitzy over there.
Spitzy, you stay behind that glass, Spitzy.
Yeah.
You stay behind that glass back there.
Dustin's coming out.
Swinging today,
millennial. You're not hungry for a Super Bowl. What are you kidding me?
We just got one.
He said we just got one.
First off, you sound like you're the same age as me. You're a fellow millennial.
How old are you, Fritz?
I'm 30.
What year were you born?
30.
No, right, what year were you born?
I got you by a couple of years.
Watch yourself.
Dustin, why don't you give us your siblings there?
Oh, man, the first caller took my own Kelsey, and my man Ike took my Venus and Serena's the best one. I'm going to say, how about this? I'm going to throw a curveball. How about the Kennedy brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big answer.
Yes.
That's a big answer. A big answer. Huge family full of but siblings for sure. That's a good one, Dustin. Don't be a stranger.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Dustin just came out swinging.
Yeah.
Swinging. So now after Ike's going to tell you about Elite Acura, but then Ike has to make a very serious apology to the family of one person after he tells you about Elite Acura.
Just another day on this show.
Yeah, a true apology.
Thank you. Right before I do this. Yes. I appreciate that.
Yep, I'm
heavy on my heart right now.
It's a good tease.
Yep. Now I have huge news from Elite Acura. They need your help with used car inventory that's running low. Now they're on the hunt for fresh trades. So if you got a car, truck, or an SUV, you can trade it in today and upgrade to a brand new 2024 Acura MDX with up to $10,000 off, luxury performance, and style for less. Now, it gets even better. During the Acura seasonal performance event, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer, or you can lease a 2024 Acura RDX with super handling, all-wheel drive, drive for only $4.29 a month. Make your best deal by year's end and spin the prize wheel for a chance to win service credits, gift cards, and more. Visit Elite Acura today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one competes with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
So I think we're going to need some specific Ike apology music moving forward that we always play when he has to apologize when he's done this. Ike, you have the floor.
Oh, yes. First of all, I want to apologize to the Travis Henry family. Did not know he was alive and well.
Travis Henry
I think
did
I'm
not
mistaken
die.
Him for Chris Henry, the former Cincinnati Bengal, who died tragically at a young age, and he had gone through some troubles as well, trying to get his life together, getting back in the NFL, and he died tragically in an accident with his the mother of his children. So, yes, I think that's where I was at in my head with the last name Henry. So, as usual.
Once a week, I kill somebody that's
yes,
not dead.
I tell you, man, I told Harbaugh I ain't like running down there, running into those wedges like that, man. Tell you. But they said that's the only way you was going to make the team and stay on the team.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got
to
do, man.
All right. Before we get back to the phones, the one seed. So you yes. believed in the possibility of the one seed a lot more than I did a mm-hmm. couple of weeks ago. And here it is. I wouldn't say it is likely, but it is certainly in the realm
in
of
play.
Possibility. It's definitely in play.
Yep.
I've heard a lot of people say, Elliot, actually one of them, that it is, you know, that you want the one seed. You want the NFC Championship game at home. But he's confident they're going to go to Detroit. They can win that game. Confident they can go to Minnesota and win that game. I think the possibility of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl rides pretty hand in hand with getting the one seed. That is a tough. I don't care how many injuries Detroit has. I don't care if Minnesota's starting Sam Darnold. A dome team at home, it is
telling you.
It is a major difference.
Yep.
So you, I know going into that game, if it was in Detroit, you would feel good about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But
Detroit would be favored.
Yeah, the difference, I think Detroit would probably be a 3.5-point favorite at home.
Yep.
I think so. And I think it would probably be close to a push here in Philadelphia. That would be my guess, maybe a point favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty significant difference having the one seed and not having the one seed.
No, I totally agree. You want to get those teams outdoors, playing in front of your fans. More importantly, playing in front of your fans, man.
Playing one last game?
Yes. That's, dude, I've done a couple of these. Being in the postseason, being a part of the pregame hype leading up to that game, that week, the fans, what it means from a local business standpoint, having it here. Having Championship Sunday in your building, it almost gives you a feeling of being invincible.
That's how it felt against Minnesota.
Yes. Like that's yeah. So to have that game at the Link, come on, man. That's what you want. You want that celebration. Sure, we'll take it anywhere. But you want that celebration when that final clock goes off and we're headed to New Orleans, you want that celebration in the Link.
And
you want that in the Link, brother.
There's the having to play in the dome in the championship game, and I think that having to play an extra game, you know,
that's the other thing.
If
yes.
you ask people, they would say, "Oh, they're definitely going to win that first round game." But it's weird. The NFC doesn't have a supremely dominant team over all the other teams,
mm-hmm.
but they do have a bunch of teams that'll scare you. You know, Green Bay would scare you. Washington, a third time. Like, look, I think they'd beat Washington, but it's not out of the realm of possibility losing to that team. Tampa.
And we may come out feeling different about Washington after we play them this Sunday.
Right, with a healthy Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Tampa would be scary. Whoever... You know, the Rams or the Cardinals, whatever it is, I think
might be the only team I'm not scared of.
The Eagles,
Gannon in a playoff game.
Well, yeah, revenge game.
Yeah,
revenge for the Eagles. By the way, all right, 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Mm-hmm. OG, in the first hour.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay.
You know what? I was thinking. Right, I say that when I call earlier and get on, I don't have the frustration of listening to other callers, you know, while I'm on hold. And I think that's where y'all be setting me up at. You know what I'm saying? So
as long as we can get through this phone call without you running to Twitter and trying to get all your little minions to take shots at the show, I think that would be a big win. That's why I had to block you.
Whoa, right, you blocked OG? Right,
been blocked.
Really?
That's my knowledge without college school of thought student. So they're all there to support me because I don't get that support on this platform.
Oh, here we go.
I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Break out the ambulance.
Me here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't respect me. Y'all rob me out of my prizes. That's why y'all don't let me participate in none of the little questions and everything, because you robbed from me.
I asked you what your little notable sibling. You give horrible answers. That's why.
No, because I say me. What's wrong with me? I'm the notable sibling. You know, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to name that thing. But listen, man.
Yeah.
Back to the business.
Yes.
I agree that this is a must win. We must win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I'm saying? Because how many times can you say that we've been the best team going into the playoffs? We are the best team hands down. And I understand, like you said, that you're afraid to go in certain arenas, you know.
Right, I didn't say I was afraid to go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, man up, Ike.
I thought you just said you.
Well, he didn't say afraid.
Arizona is the only team I'm not afraid of.
Right, yeah. I don't think he's afraid of going into Minnesota or Detroit.
No,
but
he's afraid of it. It's okay. Can we just get him on the record or something? He's afraid of it?
Yeah, he's scared.
Without, like, he played the game?
Yeah.
Jack and Spike are so soft?
Yeah, come on, tough guy.
So when you say the only thing you're not afraid of is Arizona, that means you're afraid of all the other teams. So, my point is, I believe that we are a better road team than any of the teams playing that would be in the playoffs. And
okay.
I believe that the OG Wave 4-point system would win in any arena.
I love the 4-point system.
Give it to us again. Give us the 4-point system again.
Okay. All right, here we go. OG Wave 4-point system this week. The Eagles O-line against the Washington's D-line. Who you think win that battle?
The Eagles O-line.
Okay. The Eagles D-line against Washington's O-line. Who you think will win that battle?
The Eagles D-line.
Okay. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively on Sunday?
The Eagles.
Okay. Which quarterback will turn the ball over the least?
Jaden Daniels. We know that.
Okay. So then we got a 3-1. Eagles win.
But what a breakdown, by the way. You got to win the trenches, run the football, and not turn the ball over with the quarterback.
He's a real Philly guy. Yeah. OG's a real Philly guy.
Yeah. Because here's why I say this. This is important. Y'all spat on that and act like, oh, well, that's obvious. Well, then why do you continue to pound the table about passing the ball?
Because, well, yeah, you know that's not me.
Because
that's
teams,
not me.
Because so teams that win the Super Bowl can pass the ball effectively. That's it.
Right,
they
can. Here's my point to you.
Yeah.
Is that whatever, I don't care what name on the back of the jerseys, what receivers, how many yards it's passed for, if you win those 4 points, you'll win the game.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I know it sounds crazy, but you can't go to one game this year and show me where a team lost that 4 point and won the game. You just can't.
We'll get our research staff on that.
Yeah. Well, Lions. The Lions did that against the Texans.
I have a 1 point system. A 1 point system. Here we go. If you score more points than the other team,
you're gonna win.
Well, that's you can, obviously it's not in fantasy football because that's why I'm in the playoff and I'm winning.
You're not in the playoffs.
You're not in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
You're in the
No.
That's the consolation.
You're in the consolation bracket, OG.
You won one game this year.
You had the worst fantasy team that's ever been put together.
I won the game. Who the hell did I beat?
You beat somebody in the consolation bracket.
Yeah. No. OG.
Was it Spike?
No. I scored more points. You know, you ain't beating me. I'd quit my job if you beat me.
I'm pissed at
him. Well, don't tempt him.
Right. OG, why don't you give us your siblings? Because we're always trying to eke you out of your prize. Why don't you give us notable siblings?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's OG Wade and OG Wade.
All right.
And you just blatantly lied.
Yes.
Always.
He's an idiot.
I mean, not only did you not win this week, you literally got outscored by 113 points.
In the consolation bracket.
Yes.
By a team that didn't even make the playoffs.
That team didn't even make the playoffs.
He lives in La La Land.
What is he talking about?
This is the.
I had to go check. Like, who the hell lost to OG? Like, how did he win a game?
If you were a Jalen Hurts,
literally 1-13 on the year.
That's their voice, the Jalen Hurts super fans.
Yeah, they need a better representative.
I agree.
Yeah, Corey's a better representative than OG.
Totally.
Yeah, even Louis from Nebraska is a little shaky too.
Yeah, Louis's shaky for sure.
So we have a lot of big stuff coming up. First of all, we'll talk to Shil Kapadia of the Ringer as we always do. But then we have two pieces of good injury news.
Okay.
Good Eagles injury news, and believe it or not, good Sixers injury news?
Who cares? Anyway.
I didn't know if that was possible.
Well, look.
Okay.
Don't you who cares?
I don't care.
Buddy. Go trade Alec Bohm.
Ooh, good Sixers injury news. Hold on.
Yeah, look.
I just thought about that. Hold on. That's big fella.
Did Saquon practice today?
I don't know Saquon. You fraud. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for a third cousin? We know that could be pretty steep. But a single line with Verizon, not so steep. How about hosting a holiday get-together? Good luck with that. A line with Verizon? Woohoo! Now that's something to celebrate. How about that real Christmas tree that Jack likes to buy every year? That could be pretty pricey. But a single line with Verizon, that's less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly holiday market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.